Yaakov, in preparation for his meeting with Esau, so he was shaleach there and prepared for Mochama, and he davened. And he says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Katointi mikol ha-chasod mikol ha-emes asher yatzis es-avdecho, ki b'mak li-yavarte es-yarden es-nor es-azev, ha-to yis le-shnei machanois. Chazal say in Shabbat that a person shouldn't daf lamed beis, that a person shouldn't stand in a place which is mesukan, a place which is dangerous, because if they might not do an ace, if it requires an ace to be saved, they might not do an ace, and even if they do an ace, manakol mitzchir yisof. Says the Gemara, where do we know that from? From this pasuk, k'tayim mikol chasod mikol emes asher yatzis avdecho. That Rashi says nismatu mitzchiyosai ayidei the nisim that you did. Agav, what was the nace that happened to Yaakov Avinu? What nace happened to Yaakov Avinu that he's referring to? So it doesn't say. Rashi says actually that it's the hemshach of the pasuk maybe. Ki b'makli medrash agoda nosan makli b'yarden v'nivka yarden. He stuck his makal in the yarden and the yarden split. There was a lot of nisim that happened to Yaakov Avinu, of them that he saw that HaKadosh Baruch Hu would bring the sheep from Lavan's house to his house. That they would be brought. The very fact, I think, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu came to Lavan and spoke to him. Lavan, Harami, was, in Chazal's eyes, could be worse than Esav. Worse than Esav. Harami, Eved Avi, he wanted Bikish Lakar Es HaKol. HaKadosh Baruch Hu came to speak to him. HaKadosh Baruch Hu came to speak to Lavan. It's hard for us to comprehend such a thing. Either we have a bad picture of Lavan, our picture of Lavan is wrong, or despite the fact that he was so bad, HaKadosh Baruch Hu felt necessary to speak to him for Yaakov, which is a tremendous thing. The statement in Pasuk is ki b'makli yavartes yaden azev ato yis le-shnei machanos, which the very fact that you did such a tremendous nace for me, I couldn't have made it even across the yarden if not for you. I stuck my makal into the yarden and it split. Agav, it says that Pinchas Ben Yor did this three times. Chazal say the famous Aruch Haim HaKadosh. Pinchas Ben Yor was on his way to Pidgin Shvuyim, and he came to the Nar and he told the Nar to split. And the Nar said, "Well, Vasepes, I'm doing what HaKadosh Baruch wants from me. Why should I suffer if you're going to be Masleich? And I'm vading me Masleich because I'm being Mekayim Mizrotzen. This is for your night. If you don't split, I'm going to be good to that. Your water is going to dry up, and you're never going to have any more water." So he split, and he was walking with another two people, a yid and a guy. So he tells the nari, he split also for the yid. For the yid, he's coming with matzahs. He's coming with flour for matzahs for a mitzvah. Make sure that he doesn't. So sure enough, he stays open, and he. But it's not clear whether or not they closed and opened. The Gemara says, if you closed again and split a second time, and there was a guy there. He says, split for the guy as well. Why? They shouldn't say that this is what they do to the people that they're malava, the people that they're walking, they leave the guy behind. They went through, the yidden went through the water, and they left the guy behind, so split for the guy as well. So, Chazal say, look at the tremendous koyach of the Pinchas Ben Yor, that he was kineged, that he was able to do something that Klai Yisrael needs to be able to split the yard, split the yamsuf. So, the Aruch Haim HaKadosh says, what was the difference between, why do we look at yamsuf, Kriyas Yamsuf, as one of the biggest, most tremendous nisim, and Pinchas Ben Yor did it kelachiyah three times. What's the pshat? It's because Pinchas Ben Yor was after Matan Torah, and Kriyas Yamsuf was before Matan Torah. In Echanami, they weren't mekabel the Torah. There was never the klal in the Bria that the whole Bria is meshubit to Lamedei Torah. Shekin, Pinchas Ben Yor was ready afterwards. Therefore, it wasn't considered it wasn't such a big nace because the Bria is meshubit. L'chora, Agav, I heard a nice thing. I heard by somebody wanted to say, Rabbi Rudinsky, wanted to say that that's pshat maybe in the Gemalim of the S by Avram Avinu, that they migmali adenov. Rashi says, what does it mean migmali adenov? Says that they went mizumamim. They had muzzles on them, that they shouldn't eat from tzayis acherim. They shouldn't eat from other people's grass. So they ask that Reb Pinchas Ben Yor. Ma behemten shel tzadikin HaKadosh Baruch Hu mivit kol yedei and tikmatzim lekoshkin. The Gemara says numerous places. What's the behemten shel tzadikin? Pinchas Ben Yor. Pinchas Ben Yor's animals wouldn't eat from something which was tevel. You have to be worried about Avram Avinu behemoth that can go ahead and steal. They're going to go ahead and eat something that's. You could say that there was nothing wrong with the etzem grass. It was stealing. It's not. It's not a chtarn in the actual food. But he wanted to say that in Chami, Avraham Avinu was before Matan Torah. Before Matan Torah, the Bria wasn't Meshubid in the same way to the Tzadikim, and Memela their Behemda Shel Tzadikim wasn't Meshubid the same way. As opposed to Pinchas Ben Yair was already after Matan Torah. Pinchas Ben Yair was already after Matan Torah. The Bria is Meshubid, and the animals, the Behemda Shel Tzadikim, are also Meshubid to the Dini Atar. But either way, Lachur, it's Mashma, why would Pinchas Ben Yair, if it's true that this is the Nes that Yaakov Avinu is talking about, Ketan Bikol HaChasad Bikol HaEmes, why would Pinchas Ben Yair do it three times? And have his take a shot at his. So if it was Pidgin Shvuyim, his Mash Pekuch Nefesh, that's for himself. But why to do the other two Nisim? I can't say for sure, but it sounds like something that I heard from Rishiva Zatal. He said, "When he gets the Tefillah up in the Rashan Kedushin, that the Gemara says in the Gemara Kedushin that there was a shade in the Beis Knesses that nobody wanted to go there, and they heard, I think it was Rabada Bravo was coming to town, so they told him they should sleep there. You should sleep there." And they said nobody should give him a place to stay, and he'll have to sleep in the Beis Medrash, and then hopefully a nes will happen. So, sure enough, he slept, nobody gave him a place to stay, he slept in the Beis Medrash, and every time that he bowed, one of the heads of the mazik, of the shade, fell off of the kitzur. He had tainus. He says, if a nes hadn't happened to me, then who knows where I would be nowadays. So Marshall asks, he says, I don't understand over here. He says, how could they do this to him? Even though they knew that a nes was going to happen, but menachem lo mizchi yosef, what right do they have? Says Marshal, no. He says, since the way that it happened was aydei tefila, and they figured that would happen, then memela, that's not menachem lo mizchi yosef. Something which you're masig aydei tefila is not menachem lo mizchi yosef. The only question was, maybe they would need the nes before he got to daven, so that they weren't worried about already. But the tefila in the chalami, not menachem lo mizchi yosef. That's something, that's the way that HaKadosh Baruch Hu put into the Bria. A tefila, that tefila works. And Mamela, it wouldn't be Menachem Lemizchi Yosef. The same way with Torah. Torah is something that a person is masig, Ayidei Torah, that the Torah is mishubud to a person. Maybe that's also something which is not Menachem Lemizchi Yosef. Maybe that's also how one of the ways that shouldn't be Menachem Lemizchi Yosef. Either way, that's the Yisoid. That if a person, HaKadosh Baruch Hu does an ace for a person, Menachem Lemizchi Yosef, what's the var? What's the var? And if we understand the word, we can it's a big yisod and lesson. The Chavis Lavavit says in Shara Vedas Alekim, he says that Be'etzem, any toiva that a Kadosh Baruch Hu does for a person, is mechuyev to reciprocate. Generally, on a standard basis, a Kadosh Baruch Hu acts with a person al pi derech hateva. Al pi derech hateva, you give back also derech hateva. If a Kadosh Baruch Hu does lemaila min hateva, then a person also has to reciprocate with lemaila min hateva. You have to do something, you have to go connect your nature now. You have to do more than the regular person. Kadosh Baruch Hu is acting with you in more than the regular way, then you also have to reciprocate with more than the regular way. And Mamela, if a person doesn't do that, then Menachem is crazy. Then there's already a tain on him. Then he could be nanish, then it could be something could happen, which was Yaakov was scared of. This is like the Chavis Lavavit. Revolve wanted to say, Alpidus, he says that Chazal say in Ovis, in the sixth parak of Ovis, says, G'doy lo tero minakuno minamal. Because the Malchus is Nikkus Vishleshim Malais, Kuno is best in Barba, and Torah is Barba Mishmeinu. So, Kuhuna is Nikkus best in Barba Malais, we find that there's also 24 Matnas Kuhuna that the Kahanim get. There are those that are explained, if you look at the Baitanur, he understands that the Essen Barba Malais are the Essen Barba Matnas Kuhuna. If you look at the grain over there, the grain spirit, she says that a Kohen Gadol has 24 things that he's Malais in his avodah more than a regular standard kohen, that he's meshubit, he's muzer on almono and a basula, and he has to be even when he's an oinin, like peruav, like all different things that he's meshubit to work, he has chiyuvim more than the standard person. Mameila, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives what he says. What's the var? He says the var is the same var that Chavis Lavavis. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives esim v'arba matnas kahuna. He's giving you more than the standard person. Then you also have to reciprocate with the esim v'arba ma'alos to give it back to Ribbono Shel Olam more. This is, it's not just anything, it's not just Nisim. Zechura, anything that a person gets, any Maila that a person gets, that's really something that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is giving to you, to you be able to reciprocate to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to be able to give back. It's like Rissol Salanter, the story of Rissol Salanter, two stories of Rissol Salanter I've mentioned many times. The Rissol Salanter said that he knows that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave him the Kerechas of 1,000 people, and he's going to be Tavemi from 1,000 people. And that's really the Yisoid of Anava. What's the Yisoid of Anava? person thinks I'm so smart, I'm so strong, I'm so rich, I'm so whatever it is. You're right, you are. But that's machayev you in a tremendous way. It's machayev. It's not something to be mizgoa about. This is something, if a Kadosh Baruch Hu, you're right, you should know your ma'alas. A person has to know what their ma'alas are. Because if you just sweep it under the carpet, then you're not gonna maximize your keiches. You're not gonna work it, you're not gonna play on those keiches. However, the yisoid of anav is to realize that, look what a Kadosh Baruch Hu gave me, it's machayev me. And if who knows if I'm using it to the best of my ability? Who knows if I'm using it? To brag because, to be arrogant because you have money, because you have chachma, because you have gvura, that's ridiculous. It's a Kadosh Baruch Hu that gave it to you. You are. It's not that you're not. You are the richest person, 100%. But to brag, what does that machayev you? Have you used those kreichas that a Kadosh Baruch Hu gave you? That which a Kadosh Baruch Hu gave it to you, you have to realize that it mezoytis halam asal haskul yidayayti, to use those kreichas for a Kadosh Baruch Hu. So a person should know his kreichas. He has to know his kreichas. But to channel those kreichas. So we saw Tzlan just said the story that his wife bought a lottery ticket. And he got three people together and he says, I'm being meider hanah from any money. If she happens to win the lottery, by any chance, I'm being meider hanah from any of the money. I do not want to have any zchus in it. His wife heard what is going on. He says, it's so terrible. A little bit of money. So he says, a little bit of money, maybe not. But the lottery is a tremendous amount of money, much more than I need. So why, if we're zeich in the lottery, means that a Kadosh Baruch Hu is giving me more than I need. Why is he giving me more than I need? More than the regular person, more than the standard. What's, because obviously I'm supposed to take that money now and use it in Avodas Hashem. I don't have the time now to go around the entire Vilna to find out who needs money for medical issues, who needs money to be able to pay for the malamed, and who needs money for... I don't have the echidus to do that. So I don't want the money. I don't want to take that chance. I wouldn't ever buy the ticket in the first place. You're buying the ticket, so you got to deal with it as well. I don't want to do that. What's it saying? It's saying is that if a Kadosh Baruch Hu gave you a kayach, if a Kadosh Baruch Hu gave you something, it's an achrayis. It's an achrayis, and to use that achrayis. It's interesting, in the Hemshech of the Parsha by the Ma'aseh of Shechem, it says, V'yikhu, after they... Agav, it's just interesting. Rashi says, we see that the Torah is mesachas to every nikuda. V'yikhu shnei b'nei Yaakov, Rashi says, why are they called b'nei Yaakov? Bonav ha'yu, v'afa piki nogu atzman shimon v'levi. K'shar ha'nashem sheinu bonav, shlein not lo eitzel himenu. They weren't eitzel eitzel. It's like, etvas ataino. You should have asked your father before you're doing such a thing. The very next words, achidino. Says Rashi, amaylo. Since there were Moise Nefesh, Nikura Achel. Every Nikuda it could be in the same exact Maisa, and there's a Maisa and a Chasarn. There's actually that, the Hemshel Gemara in the Flamed Beis and Shabbos talks about that, Im Yesh Malach Melitz Echon Mini Elef. So the Gemara says that it could be that one Maisa has 999 parts which are not good, and one part which are a thousandth, a part which is good. And that's what a Malach Melech Miniachon means, one of a thousand, but still, that it could save a person. Even if Rav of the Maisa is something which is not good, but the Maisa, you could, be done it is good. And in the very same Maisa, we find, just thinking now, Chazal Seven, B'nai Sleit, says that there was a Taino on the Bechira, Taino on the older one, Shehi Pascha Biznus, that she was the first one to be Mazana with her father. Mitzad Sheni, Chazal says, the very fact that she was the first one, because she was Mazara herself, therefore, kodmo kiven she kodmo bechir letziro, kodmo etzlam arba doris bimelucho. That they had that out of the first one came her descendants. When Klal Yisrael had malachim, there was a melech that was a descendant of the bechira came four doris before a melech that was a descendant of the tziro. The very same maisa, the very fact, and the Baruch Hu splits it and shvalt it and takes one chelik of the maisa, which is use it to everyone. The very fact that she was Mizaris herself could be a Mailan Chasarn. Could also be a Mailan, also be a Chasarn. But you have the same thing. You have in the same Maitzel. Depending on what you do, it. Klape Bnei Yaakov. That was a Tanya. Klape Echidino. What was he saying? It says Echidino. Rashi says, Kivin Shemasru Atzmon Alea Nikru Achel. Since they were Moise Nefesh to save her, they're called Achel. So I knew that they're Echidino. It wasn't for nothing. It wasn't for nothing that we're Echidino. We're not everybody was Echidino. Right? Maybe they were half brothers, but the fact that they felt that they were achidino and they took that achrayis to go ahead and save him, it's an achrayas. When you're put into a situation, when Kadosh Baruch Hu gives you something, it's an achrayas. It's interesting. It says it's not just milas that are material milas. There's even spiritual milas, even things that are ruchnias that Kadosh Baruch Hu gave a person. It's also a mechayev somebody. There's a story with the Chavetz Chaim. It's in the Chavetz Chaim Altar in Barz Vaschan, and it says that one time a person went up. He used to go up to his attic and talk to the Bnei Shalom. One time a person went to the attic to hear what the Chavetz Chaim was saying. He says the Chavetz Chaim was bemoaning his state, and he says, "Rabbi Shalom, you gave me the chilas to write a Chavetz, to write the Sefer Chavetz Chaim, to write Shmiras Halashon, to write Mishnah Berurah. I have a yeshiva. I wrote for soldiers. You gave me so. What did I give you back? What did I give you back? You gave him the Chavetz Chaim, you gave him the Shmiras Halashon, you gave him the Mishnah Berurah. What type of question is that? What do you give him back?" He says he looked at it as the chilas, that effect that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave him this ability. That's machayev and more. That's even machayev and more. It's interesting, the Ruch Chaim, the Ruch Chaim Lashon says, B'chol Mokom Asher, it says, how do you know if there's 10 people that are sitting together that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was there? The Mishnah and Ovitz goes down, even to one. Shnei B'chol Mokom Asher, Az Kiru Hashemi, Ovei Lech Avei Rech Tichon. So, in fact, the Ruch Chaim Lashon, he says, Avi Kloni HaDiktuk, what does it mean? B'chol Mokom Asher, Az Kiru Hashemi, Ovei Lech Avei Rech Tichon. Az Kiru Hashemi means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Mazkir's name. It's Zei B'chol Mokom Asher, Tazkir Hashemi. When you are masking my name by learning, then I will come and bench you. That's what Kadosh Baruch says. What is Mechom Gasher Asker Hashemi? Says Mechom Gasher Asker Hashemi. He says that people think that when it comes to money, they realize that it comes from Kadosh Baruch. You have to thank Kadosh Baruch. But my list that are in Ruchnias, that it comes to you, Kadosh Baruch owes me a thank you. I owe him a thank you. He owes me a thank you that I got up this morning. You owe me one, Rabbi Shalom. Says no, even when you're Tazkir, even when you do it, it's only because of Azkir, because I give you the chilas to do that. And a person has to realize, even the Ruchnias, we say, right? It's in your tremendous chesed that the chilas to come to Davin. How many of us feel that it's a chesed that we're doing for the Rebbeinu Shlom, or that the Kadosh Baruch Hu is doing for us, or that we're doing for the Rebbeinu Shlom? You got to Shachar in the morning, I came early today, Rebbeinu Shlom, you owe me one. Where is Chazdecha? It's your chesed, Ribbono Shelom, that I have the chilas to do it. Everything that we get, it's also Saibi Ruchni, Saibi Gashmi, it's a chesed, Ribbono Shelom. And the more that he gives us, the more that achrayas it is, and a person should realize his kreiches, to recognize what his kreiches are, right? Ruchman would say, woe to somebody that doesn't know his chesrein is, and a double woe to somebody that doesn't know his ma'alis. Know your ma'alis. That's the biggest siba for Anova, that's the biggest siba, because of Kadosh Baruch Hu is giving these things. You know that you're rich. Use your riches for what your Rebbeinu wants you to use it for. You know your keiches? Everybody has keiches. It says, Himidu Talmidim Harbe. Who are Chazal talking about? Maybe they were talking about, it's part of the Mishnah, and always it looks like it's talking to Bezdin, and it's talking to people, Dayanim, and things like that. Himidu Talmidim Harbe, find everybody. What's Himidu Talmidim Harbe? You have a keich that Kadosh Baruch Hu gave you, teach it to other people, give it over to other people, use your keiches for other people, don't sweep them underneath the carpet. Kadosh Baruch Hu gave you something, reciprocate your Rebbeinu Shalom, and use it for Avedas Hashem.